Well, I mean, I think we are maybe the youngest group, if, one of the youngest groups, defensive line-wise, you know, in the league. You know, it's fun playing with those guys. You know, we all respect each other, and, you know, we all feed off each other. But I tell you what, man, all those guys are great guys, are great players. They're real dominant on the field. You know, I talk about those guys a lot. Vinny, Bo, Bear, Benny, and Sid, man. You know, when I'm at the game and the second group's in, I don't think it's a fall off.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, we've got a bunch of great guys. It's been my favorite group to ever play with. Just everyone in that room wants the other person to do so well, and we're all rooting for each other. And I love it, man. I love playing with those guys. Hopefully continue to play with them.
I think Michael progressed throughout the year. He continued to get better, and he did some really good things here toward the end of the year. Had a couple big games. Casey and Otto, I feel like, you know, the more reps they got, they continued to get better and better with the reps they were given, and they performed well while they were in there.
I think we got a solid group. I think that this season we were able to build tremendous depth. You know, moving forward, you know, I don't really see a lot of additions that need to be made to the offensive line as of right now.
I think we developed chemistry this season. I think, you know, we started off kind of slow turnover-wise. You know, Malcolm had three big ones early, but then picked it up a little bit later in the end. You know, I think we had some good games leading down, you know, this past game in particular to kind of carry us over and know that, you know, we can do some good things. We just got to be persistent and consistent.
It's always going to be competition in one way or another. I think it's better for all of us because we're all on our toes and you always have to be ready to impress. And none of us can get complacent because like that, something could happen. So I think it's beneficial for all of us.
We're going to go from here. Last year, you know, was something good. Just, you know, reaching the peak. This year was something, you know, even better. So, you know, each year, you know, we're here. We got to continue just working, push each other, just continue to go, you know, further than we think we could go. We just can't be satisfied with, you know, the progress we made last season. We got to continue just grow, you know, this offseason, spend time with your family, catch up, things like that. But when we come back to OTAs and things like that, we got to really just look forward to another great year.
We got a good group of guys, man. You know, things didn't necessarily sway our way as far as we wanted it to. You know, as far as the big plays, we gave up a lot of big plays this year, and that just came from just lack of communication most of the time. It's something we got to get fixed. It's correctable. You know, coach is going to look at the film, you know, tell us what we need to get better at, and when we come back during OTAs, you know, we'll get it fixed.